Aaron Klein, normalization deals shatter leftist myth that peace comes with painful concessions. By Deborah Dinan on October 30, 2020. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's advisor and former Breitbart Jerusalem bureau chief Aaron Klein said in an interview published Wednesday that the U.S. brokered normalization deals between Israel, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain and Sudan shatter existing myths from the left that peace can only be achieved through painful and dangerous concessions on Israel's part. Speaking to the Jewish press, Klein said the deals, the most recent of which was announced between Israel and Sudan last weekend, were ideological game changers. Tehei shattered the leftist myth that only through painful concessions, especially giving up territory, can Israel make peace. Any nation or entity that would ask for dangerous concessions from Israel doesn't truly want peace, Klein said. These peace deals shift the tectonic plates because they show that the Palestinians no longer maintain a veto over peace. For decades, the international community pressured Israel, the side that has proven time and again that they actually want realistic peace, while rewarding Palestinian intransigence. According to Klein, the normalization deals inked with the UAE and Bahrain are already generating unprecedented pro-Israel sentiment from the Gulf region. The deals have paved the way for collaboration in a range of fields, including energy, technology and security. The normalization with Sudan, previously home to the famous three no's against Israel, no peace, no recognition and no negotiations with Israel, as well as a key Iran ally, marked a real U-turn, according to Klein. Now Sudan normalizing with Israel massively isolates Iran, strengthens Israel's security and even opens shorter and therefore cheaper flight paths for Israelis traveling to places like Brazil and India, he said. Klein observed the Arab world is loosening the noose the Palestinians held over peace. Arab nations are tired of waiting around for the Palestinians to come to reality, so these Arab countries are acting in their own interests, something Netanyahu predicted would happen over a decade ago, he said.